Alright, folks, we are live. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmess. 3 full hours with you, the viewer. 866-582-9933. I want to open the show up with this Canadian journalist who ran for office and was demonized because she dare spoke out against 9/11. I think it was even, I don't even know if it was that late. It looks like she might have written this article pretty early. We're going to get into that. Then we're going to talk economy. Now, Bernanke was on the House floor today being questioned, and somehow 1207 came up. I don't even know if he referred to the bill by name, but he basically said if this bill passes, then Congress will seize power, and the Fed will have so much problems that the economy is just going to end again. Remember how they said that the economy's done if you audit the Fed? You can't audit the Fed. The Fed is our Lord. They're our gods. They're our saviors. So we're going to get into that big, and now they're saying they might even get rid of Bernanke and bring in Larry Summers. Oh, Larry Summers, what a great guy he is. Dumped candidate sues Jewish groups. A former liberal candidate who was dumped before last fall's federal election is suing Cabinet Minister Peter Kent, the Canadian Jewish Congress, B'nai B'rith of Canada, and 4 senior members of the 2 organizations. Leslie Hughes claims the defendants made untrue and defamatory accusations that she was anti-Semitic. She says that was the result of former federal liberal leader Stéphane Dion revoked her candidacy in the Manitoba riding of Killinan-St. Paul last September. So she didn't even get to run. It was just revoked because she was deemed an anti-Semite. Now, why the allegations made by Hughes in her statement of claim have not been heard or proven in court? Hughes acknowledges in her lawsuit that she wrote a column in a Winnipeg newspaper in 2002 that suggested Israeli businesses in the World Trade Center had advanced knowledge of September 11, 2001 attacks. They did. Again, Zim Shipping had another 14 months, I believe it was 14 months, 14 months left on their lease, and they left 2 weeks before the attacks. Writing that down and saying that they're connected to Israel is in no way anti-Semitic. Let's get that right out of the way. This is why, the reason I kicked this one off is because Von Braun's a hero to 9/11 truth, and he's a Nazi in the mainstream media. Oh, we love Nazis who kill innocent people, and now they're trying to make this woman to be out to be anti-Semitic as well. And it's bull. It's Johnny Nonsense. Hughes claims senior members of the Canadian Jewish Congress and B'nai B'rith persuaded Dion to revoke her candidacy on the grounds that she was anti-Semitic. She also claims that Kent, then a conservative candidate and now Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, issued a news release September 26, 2008, saying Hughes held extreme anti-Israel conspiracy theories and was unfit to serve for public office. Hughes claims she is no longer employable as a role as a freelance journalist broadcaster because of these incidents. And she's probably right. Think about that. Just demonized for telling the truth. And she didn't go off on some tangent where the Jews were responsible for 9/11 and the Torah is in some incantation brought down the Twin Towers. No, she said a fact, and they don't like it when you bring up facts that are not convenient to the establishment story, to the establishment ideals. And now the woman can't run for office or write an op-ed piece and get paid for it. Can't make a living. It's unbelievable. We're going to talk about that and definitely the Federal Reserve. Also, Obama giving his big speech today. Oh, we need more climate change legislation. Pass the bill. Pass the bill. It's all about sustainability. Back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmess, 866-582-9933.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
I think it's alright that I do what I like, cause that's the way I wanna live. It's how I get not your given. Gotta make a plan, gotta do what's right. Can't run around in circles if you wanna build a life. But I don't wanna make a plan for a day far away.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we were just talking about this case of the journalist slash political candidate that is now suing over the defamation of her name. We're going to get into Bernanke in a moment, as well as the smart grid and the Supreme Court actually ruling on something correctly for once coming up. But right now we're joined by Alex Jones. Alex, what's up?
Yeah, Jason, there's a lot of big issues, and obviously Michael Jackson dying is not one of them.
No, absolutely not.
But you can see the fact that here are thousands of people showing up, crying at the hospital, the helicopter flying off with his body like it's God. They dare not drive it in a car. It's too important. Another example of what somebody believing Madison Avenue had to say about them being ugly and having to change the way they looked and wearing those ridiculous outfits he wore. It's all about insecurity, all about the mind control of the system, making people feel inadequate. And that's really what killed Michael Jackson. All his surgeries and reportedly shooting up with an opiate, a legal opiate, just like the king, Elvis Presley, died from injecting a bunch of, quote, legal drugs into his back. He would take these daily attacks, which consisted of a whole bunch of pills and other drugs. But that diversion aside, you know, I really should have been on this the last few days. I've been covering some of the bill. And I've been talking about it and how they were going to be voting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I haven't given out the toll-free number. In fact, I was just sitting there listening to the start of the show and scanning around. The Congress has five or six different toll-free numbers and a non-toll-free number, but they're always rotating them. It's like one number works for a couple days and they switch to the other number. So they never disconnect them. They're just rotating them. So we need to look online and find the toll-free number and the number to Congress, because Al Gore is in Tennessee. They've got all the big energy companies. They're pushing it. The oil companies are pushing it. You know, they always say, oh, the oil companies are against it. No, they're the ones behind it. The total carbon tax. Now, when the thing was only 200 pages long, we saw an earlier version, carbon taxes, cap and tray, regulation, home inspections, just totally destroying the economy, nothing to do with carbon dioxide, and paying billions of dollars to China, Mexico, and others to do the system, but then pay the money right back to the same private banks. So it's really a money laundering situation. And even the Wall Street Journal today called this the biggest tax in history. This isn't just some income tax where they harass you every year and it goes to private Federal Reserve and there's no law, but they'll arrest you if you don't pay it. This is the mother of all taxes, thousands of new taxes. Folks, believe me, we cover it in the Obama Deception. It's all on record. Go check it out for yourself. This is the total globalist micromanagement, neo-feudalism, serfdom takeover of society. So I just wanted to ask the great crew up there, what is it, Craig, or is it Hartman, or is it J-Ron up there tonight?
We got Craig and J-Ron.
All right, well, Jaron, Craig, if you guys can dig that out, and Burmese, if you can give that out, please, everybody, tonight and tomorrow, call, and say, I'm the citizens, do not do it, criminal. Because, again, the bankers engineered the collapse of the economy. All the economists admit this will destroy the economy further. And, I mean, this is just off the charts bad. And so please, everybody, please fight it. Also, on top of that, big story I hope you cover up on Infowars.com. Journalist files charges against World Health Organization and UN for bioterrorism and intent to commit mass murder. Baxter Pharmaceutical and others for mixing the live bird flu with the vaccines that we've been harping on for months and months leading up to the swine flu fear-mongering, and then it turned out it wasn't really swine flu. It's something more close to what Baxter was doing, so very, very serious. In fact, I've asked the producer, our main producers out of town, they're interviewing a bunch of John Perkins and also Gerald Celente for the next Obama film, but we've got Jason Douglas working on that to immediately get this on my show tomorrow or on your show or on the Sunday show. Because this is so vitally important, what's going on there as well. But I likened it to being in a batting cage, and they got five or six of the automatic, you know, pitching machines turned on high, shooting balls at us. And you know, sometimes we do lobby Congress. We've had success beating a lot of stuff. You know, all of us together, we're only a small part of it, but we need everybody to go absolutely ape. And like I said, dig out that number and start giving.
I got
out
the number right here if you want it.
Yeah, let's fire that out for folks.
All right, you got it. It's 215-202-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And the alternate number is 202-225-1904. That's 202-225-1904.
All right, well, folks may need a chance to get a pen and paper, Jason, but I'm going to hang up. I'm going to listen to you. Will you give that out again before the end of this segment, and then at the bottom of the hour, please, folks. I mean, bottom line, it's even up on the Drudge Report from CBS News right now, admitting they're not even planning to read the 1,300-page bill. The 200-something-page one is the end of industrialization, total control, where the globalists can selectively shut down whoever they want. 1,300-plus, they're not even going to read it, and then they're going to turn these hordes of bureaucrats loose on us. This is just super hardcore. Okay, thanks, Jason.
You got it. Thank you, Alex Jones. Yeah, that's right. Obama actually has been pushing this for quite some time, mentioning it in a lot of his speeches. We've covered it on this program as it progressed. But this morning, he gave his little speech about it, how none dare vote against it. And there is no doubt that climate change is occurring, and we have to take the proper steps to lower our carbon emissions. Yes, and lowering your carbon emissions. In fact, right in front of me, we've been talking about the smart grid that they're building and this technology. Right in front of me as we speak, major economies consider halving world CO2. And they want to do this by 2050. They're going to halve the CO2. Well, again, you would expect that the population is going to grow from 2009 into 2050, you know, 41 years down the line. So how are we going to halve our CO2 emissions? It's not just going to be us turning to alternative energies. It's us using less energies, having less children. In fact, you know, I was going over Davos 07 for Invisible Empire today. Rupert Murdoch sitting up there so smugly with Gordon Brown, and they're talking about globalization and the environment, and they even, Goldman Sachs is up there with them, and they're all talking about how great it is and how this carbon movement is grassroots. Yeah, right, it's grassroots. Give me a break. It's a globalist agenda to tax the world and further legitimize international organizations like the UN. And by the way, the UN is poised right now for an offensive in South Afghanistan. Let me say that again. NATO right now is poised for an offensive in Afghanistan. Further legitimizing global governance and a global army so you can pay your global taxes. That's what this is. And I didn't know that the bill was up to 1,300 pages. I did see the version that was a couple hundred pages long, totally demonic, totally out of control, totally just crushing the small businessman, crushing the individual, crushing the family, all under false pretenses and our fears of the environment for some reason. All right, let's take a couple calls, and then I am going to throw that number back up. So if you didn't get the number the first time, wait a second, go get your pen and paper. We'll give out the number to the 111th Congress in just one moment. But first, we're going to go to Robert and Chuck. Robert in Texas, you're on the line.
Hey, yes, Jason, sir. How you doing, buddy?
All right.
All right. Well, it's Funkmaster 5 reporting in once again. I was able to get on Sean Hannity this time. I got the video up on my channel. Wanted to say that real quick. And as far as the cap and trade and all that stuff, I'm definitely going to give them a call as soon as possible on that. That's pretty crazy for anybody to think that doesn't get handed down to the consumers, you know, and affect.
I mean, what do people think when they're talking about population sustainability? I mean, the other part of the Davos thing that I was watching was they were talking about AIDS in Africa. And I'm sitting there listening to Bill Gates talking about how great it is that China has a one-child policy and how they make better decisions in smaller families and it's a more sustainable growth because of it. Literally talking about population control with his smile, with his blue eyes, man.
The funny thing is that they want to cut the carbon, you know, in a half and all this. But you know what they don't want to talk about is all this technology that they suppress, all the technology that, you know, how they buy up all the patents when new clean energy, real innovative clean energy technology comes out. They buy up all the patents and then they lock them away.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. Now, what did you say on Sean Hannity today?
Well, I didn't call him today. I called him the day before yesterday, but I called him and I'll tell you what, it is hard to get through his call screener. She's a shark. I had to try two or three times and finally got in there. I basically went in with, I told them that I was going to talk about Obama and Iran saying that he's trying to keep the oil prices low, which, you know, they did discuss in the Bilderberg conference that they wanted to ease off the gas prices to make it more manageable. He did cut me off, so I couldn't get all that in, but I was able to get in there and mention the Bilderberg conference, how Obama, Bush, and Perry goes there. Mm-hmm. And, he reacted kind of similar to the way Glenn Beck acted. He said something about mothership hovering above the earth.
A mothership when 144 of the most powerful people get together once a year to decide what the agenda for
and
the next year is going
too.
To be.
I mean, there's newspaper articles, and on the local news, there was actually a local news segment that was done about Rick Perry going to the Bilderberg Conference.
That's absolutely true. I mean, I live in Texas. Hey, Robert, I got to let you go. 202, you got it. 202-224-3124 or 202-225-1904. That's 202-224-3124 or 202-225-1904 to immediately contact the 111th Congress and let them know we don't want this carbon global climate nightmare bill to pass. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior, 866-582-9933.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception
completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 25th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $937.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $964.61, $482.31 for a half ounce, or $241.15 for a quarter ounce. That's $964.61, $482.31, or $241.15.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
And I can't help but wonder, no, Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride.
You know, this Reuters article right here, major economies consider halving world CO2. It's even worse as you read into it. Major economies, including the United States and China, are considering setting a goal of halving world greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 when they hold a summit in Italy next month, a draft document showed. Now, that's global. Wait till you hear what modern, in other words, us, the Western world, the United States, Canada, Europe, what they're going to be required to do under this nightmarish legislation that they're trying to get passed. And again, this congressional bill that's getting voted on tomorrow is nightmarish in itself. They've got a meeting coming up in Copenhagen where they want to sign new UN resolutions that are going to make it even worse. Remember, this is about a global tax system. They already have a carbon trading market out there. Let me repeat that. A carbon trading market. Reuters itself is poised for this big switchover, this big change, by changing environmental news a couple months ago to green business news. Remember, it used to be news on the environment. Now it's green business news. How disturbing is that? The test also said the 17-member Major Economies Forum, the MEF, will seek to double public investments in low-carbon technology by 2015 and boost funding from both public and private sectors, as well as from carbon markets to fight global warming. So what does that say? We're going to spend twice as much money as we have in the past on something that we can't combat because it comes from nature and the fact that the sun is getting hotter. This has nothing to do with polluting the earth less. This has nothing to do with a system where we are going to be spending less on energy, okay? Energy that's safer, that's quote-unquote greener. They're twisting the language. They're lying to you outright. The draft was put forward by the United States and Mexico at talks in Mexico this week without reaching an accord before the MEF summit on July 9th. U.S. President, get ready for this, U.S. President Barack Obama launched the MEF to help towards a new UN climate pact due in December. Barack Obama, the president of the world, Lord Obama, he's the one on the forefront of this act he's getting, trying to get passed in Copenhagen. Again, the Kyoto protocols and the past stuff is just, it's not modern enough. No, we got to do even more to cut that carbon emission. Here, this is what's insanity. We support an aspirational global goal of reducing global emissions by 50% by 2050, while developing countries reducing emissions by at least 80%. Developed countries, 80%. Remember, 41 years from now, we're going to be using 80% less energy. Weird how it's 80% less energy and they want to kill 80% of us. How that kind of population sustainability is right what they're after. Oh, we're going to be using 80% less carbon 41 years from now. That should be ringing off alarm bells. How is that possible when the population inherently grows larger? Without their little plagues and their death shots, it won't be possible. And that's just the latest draft from June 22nd. Developing nations such as China and India say that the richest should cut their emissions by at least 40% below 1990 levels, 40% below levels that were around 19 years ago, almost 20 years ago, and we have to be 40% below that by 2020 in 11 years. That's ridiculous. So forget about a 50% cut in the next 41 years. They're talking about what appears to be more than an actual 50% cut in carbon emissions by 2020 in about 10 years. It's going to be 2010 before you know it. We're halfway through the year. We're more than halfway through the year, in fact. You know, we're a week away from month 7 on the calendar, folks. And this Fast Act legislation, this guy has put some serious legislation through. He got the Give Act passed. And let's pray to God that he does not get this nightmarish legislation passed. If you're listening to this show, call up your friends. Tell them they need to talk to their constituents as well. The number for the 111th Congress is 202-224-3124. That's 202-224-3124 or 202-225-1904. That's 202-225-1904. On the other side, we're going to go to Chuck, Andre, Don, Joe, and more, 866-582-9933. We're also going to be talking about Bernanke on the House floor today, saying, hey, if this Federal Reserve bill goes through and they're audited, that's it. The economy's totally going to crash, echoing what that one CNBC reporter said. And really, the whole media blackout, no one's talking about this in a positive light, and it's the only positive legislation on the floor. Back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Alright folks, we are back. I'm going to continue to give this phone number out throughout the night. This is to the 111th Congress, 202-224-3124. That one's busy. We got 202-225-1904. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the line.
Hey yes, Jason, how's it going?
Alright.
I wanted to talk about Mark Sanford for a second if we could, Republican governor of, South Carolina. He was one of two governors in the United States invited to Bilderberg in Chantilly. Oh, hey, and I can't help but say that this, I mean, this is, I would say he's part of it, but just a horse and pony show or dog and pony show the whole way. He said he was hiking in the Appalachian Trail, which
yeah, we actually reported that on Monday. On Monday, we said, you know, this guy's gone all weekend. They now say they've located him. Obviously, he wasn't hiking in the Appalachian Trail. What I'm concerned with is why do they burn a guy like this? Like you said, he went to Chantilly in 2008. He gave a speech before a frothing crowd, a clapping crowd, about how the all-seeing eye of God is on the back of the dollar bill. I'm not kidding. You can watch the whole thing.
No, I know. I've seen it. And that's what I'm saying is I don't think that they actually burnt him. Mm-hmm. I think
he may have burnt himself.
Well, not even that he burnt himself, that he just went along with the script.
I don't know. You know why? Because you look at Edwards, and although the media didn't really viciously attack Edwards, it really does look like he had a kid with this woman. It looks like that's about to come out, that is indeed his kid. You know what I think is the most important thing with these types of events? It really shows the true nature of politics in this country and how we accept the fact, oh, he told us he was in the Appalachian Mountains. Oh, he changed his story, no big deal, because he was sleeping around. We expect that. We expect our politicians to lie to us in a fashionable order. So the first thing, I don't understand why they think if they're going to lie about something like this, they don't just lie about policy again and again. And when they get caught, they just change their story. They're notorious for it. Because remember, think about it. You know, Edwards at first, oh, I never slept with that woman. I don't know why this is coming out. Oh, well, yes, I did have an affair with that woman, and I'm very sorry. Oh, well, that kid's not mine. How much longer until he admits the kid's his? It just shows the system of lies, and it just disgusts me. Go ahead.
Well, I agree, and, you know, any human can relate to temptation, and I think that's one of the reasons that they would use that in a quote-unquote script. I mean, these things don't mean anything to these people. What I'm saying is the timing. I mean, the timing of him, you know, oh, yes, I just got done with the stimulus bill. I went hiking in the Appalachians. I mean,
well, I'll tell you what, they don't need his distraction anymore. Michael Jackson just died, bro. This is months in the making.
Yeah,
for the next month. For the next month, who cares about the economy? Who cares about the environment? The king of pop is gone. And you better believe. You know, this will be a good thing for them to distract from the issues that they're going to be building up infrastructure for swine flu. And we were talking about the Canada situation, and I've got a story in my stack about that Canada situation. I thank you for the call. In fact, I'm going to jump to that right now, kind of shift gears from this smart grid that they're building, this carbon tax that they're pushing, this phony environmental movement, just for a moment. And I do mean just a hot second here. As we get into this very important article about swine flu. Oh, look at this one more time. It turns out swine flu, not the culprit of another man's death. A West Australian man who had swine flu died in the Royal Adelaide Hospital from other health issues. Notice, they always say, oh, in relation to swine flu, in association to swine flu. Nobody's actually dying from swine flu. We gave you the Canada numbers. They said that they had 21 deaths out of 5,700 cases. And out of those 21 deaths, they couldn't confirm one of them was actually due to swine flu. They just said that they thought they had swine flu. They didn't even say whether those 21 people actually tested it positive for swine flu. So yet again, they have to come out and say, oh, wait a minute, swine flu didn't kill this guy. This is in the back of the newspaper. This isn't making headlines like the six-year-old girl who's in the back seat of her parents' car. She has a tummy ache, and then all of a sudden she's dead from swine flu. Do you see how it works? As they announce that we're going to vaccinate your children first and that everybody has to take it, and we're really concerned about the 18 to 30-year-olds, so we're going to set up makeshift vaccine centers outside of bars. And that's the reality. And like, you know, Jones said earlier, we are fighting this battle where thousands of things are flying at us at once. I mean, we're talking about vaccination legislation. We're talking about world government in our health affairs, in our military affairs. We're talking about climate change that's being propagated by Barack Obama, his administration, the people on the left and the right. And it's probably going to get passed unless we mobilize right now. 111th Congress, 202-224-3124. That's 202-225-1904. We need to act now. They vote tomorrow. Let me repeat. They vote tomorrow. So now's the time. I know it's late. It's not as late on the West Coast. You need to call your friends, your family, and have them call the 111th Congress. Andre in Utah, you're on the line, sir.
Hey, Mr. Vermes, how you doing?
Good.
I just got a quick question. Alex and you guys keep going over this banker's holiday and stuff like that. I just wanted to know, like, how it actually would work, you know, like the details, like what actually would happen, you know, like obviously the banks would close down, but, you know, what, you know, how do you pay your mortgage, how do you pay your bills, you know, that type of
When I've talked to people like Bob Chapman and whatnot, and I had a caller really ask about this last night inadvertently. He said, well, what happens in that case? I mean, Are my gold pieces all of a sudden very, very, you know, worth even more? Are they going to, can I, since the dollar will be utterly useless and I can have as many dollars as I want, like a Weimar Republic, will my mortgage company have to take that money? So in other words, if it costs $2,000 to get a loaf of bread, and who knows whether that'll ever happen, but if it does, can I still use that same $2,000 to pay my mortgage? Absolutely not. The elite always have a rule for themselves. So then they will remanage all the finances into whatever public monetary system that they come out with, whether it's an Amero or it's something else. Then it will be a redistribution. How it will work is if it collapses, our wealth will be redistributed. In other words, you won't be able to keep your savings, but the banksters will be protected. I promise you that. They'll be able to keep their assets. They'll be able to work out deals with the banks that are folding. We won't. Those loans will be consolidated. You'll still have to pay essentially the same thing. That's why gold and silver are so important, because until that happens, you know, I made the point to him that, well, you know, if you started picking up this gold in 2003, really, you would have been able to triple your payments on your mortgage by now, because you could have got it around $300. It's over $900 right now. So you can easily sell off your gold, and your mortgage hasn't been refinanced yet. But you take that same phenomenon and you don't triple it. You know, you make it 10 or 20 times what it used to be. They'll never stand for it, because they stand to lose too much. So if this happens, you know, watch for a lot of people to lose their homes, to, you know, just completely lose their minds, because there's no jobs left. They're going to turn to the government and say, help me, FEMA. And I hope it doesn't happen, quite frankly. But, you know, the way the dollar's going, the Canadian dollar's falling, the Mexican peso's still sticking around. So it looks to me like they're really poised and they're ready for this. And if you look at what they're doing in this NLE09 exercise, they're really building up the infrastructure of troops on the street and getting people accustomed to federal takeovers on a level never seen before. And that could really coincide. I thank you for the call, Andre. Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason, good evening, and thank you for taking my call. Are
you
there?
Got it, sir. Yes, sir.
I just tuned in a few minutes ago. I heard you giving out the regular phone number for our current Congress. Mm-hmm. And if it's of interest to you or your listeners, I do have a list of four toll-free numbers that ring into our current Congress.
And let's do it.
They ring into the Capitol switchboard, and then you could just ask for whatever senator or congressman you desire. I use the list every day, but to tell you the truth, I know that at least one of these four numbers is current, because I call Congress 5 days a week, and I called them earlier today. I just don't remember which one or ones of these four are current, but you can just work down the list if you want to hand these out. Would you like me to give them to you now?
Yes, please.
Okay, the first one is 1-800-517-5696.
Okay.
The second is 1-800-828-0498.
Okay.
The third is 1-866-338-1015.
Okay.
And the last one is 1-866-220-0044.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Andre. If the listeners out there did copy that down and you do make some phone calls and you get the one that does actually work or the two that actually work, call back in. Let me know which ones work, and we'll give out those numbers on the reg throughout the show as well. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. This is Joe again. I've called in a couple times. I just wanted to update you guys. I don't know if you heard anything about the Ark of the Covenant to be displayed after centuries of kind of being in hiding in Ethiopia.
No.
Okay. Well, I posted an article about that was covered by WorldNet Daily. It was exclusive. It's on my blog. My blog is joestv.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's very interesting, because the Ethiopians believe that the Ark is destined to be delivered to the Messiah when he returns to Mount Zion, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Now, if you subtract 2009 by 1776, America's founding, you get the number 233. Now, the Masons set up America. We know that through, like, Tex Mars, et cetera. But anyway, 233 is a very important and strange number for the Masons, because, you know, it's an irregular prime number. It's got all these various prime number sequences associated to it.
Mm-hmm.
That Freeman from Freeman TV in Austin is actually making a prediction that this year they're going to hit the Temple Mount on July 4th. I just wanted to know if you heard anything about that and you can check out.
You know, here's my thing. You know, I haven't seen anything about that. And to be quite honest with you, I didn't even know the Ark of the Covenant actually did exist. When did they say they found this?
Well, you know, I've seen stuff on History Channel, et cetera. I'm sure some of the listeners out there have seen the same thing. You know, there's always been speculation about it.
But no, I've seen the speculation. I just didn't know that they were ready to have a coming out party for it. So when did they officially announce that they had the Ark of the Covenant, and when did they say they were going to put it on display?
Officially announced it today at 2 o'clock Rome time. The Ethiopian Orthodox priest, whoever's in charge of this in Ethiopia, met with the Pope along with two or three dukes of Italy, and they made this a public statement. I got it covered. It's a WorldNet Daily article.
I'm not disagreeing. I just, you know, again, this is breaking news. This is something of course there's been speculation. I've probably seen some of those history channels as well. I'm just kind of surprised that they're going to put it on display. And then as far as like Freeman's predictions, you know, we had Freeman on the program. I got to talk to him behind the scenes. I actually like Freeman. I like a lot of the stuff, but I think a lot of it does go too far. I think a lot of it is very speculative, and he was making a prediction at one point that he felt like he gave me a certain date, and it might have been September 11th of last year, but he said that they were going to blow up the Capitol building, and that didn't happen. I just think that people that make predictions based on numerology and the occult, and really their occult belief systems, in other words, the elite occult belief systems, really are taking some pot shots in the dark. I don't want to discourage people from it, but again, this is a news program, and I'm much more interested in the fact that the Ark of the Covenant is even real and is about to be displayed. To me, that's the big story, not this kind of Masonic numbers and maybe what's going to happen down the line. Go ahead, Joe.
No, I hear you 100%, dude. I'm right with you on that. Mm-hmm. I just want your listeners out there, if they want to check it out, it's yesterday's WorldNet Daily, or they can go to my blog, joestv.blogspot.com, and it's right there. And I put some of the numerology down, just, you know, because some of the people are interested in this.
Now, there's definitely some interest in it, and it's definitely something to look at. But at the same time, we've got real bills about to be passed tomorrow that really have to be the focus. I thank you for the call, Joe. JD.
Thanks,
yeah, you got it. JD in Toronto, you're on the line. JD?
Hey.
Hello. Hey. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Dead Sea Scrolls are actually in Toronto right now, and it's weird because yesterday I was talking to my friend, and he's like, the Ark of the Covenant's in Toronto. I'm like, no, it's not the Ark of the Covenant, it's the Dead Sea Scrolls. He's like, no, I heard something about that.
That was the first thing I'd heard about the Ark of the Covenant, other than these specials, so I guess it's here. No, the Dead Sea Scrolls, yet another really interesting topic. You know, I've seen some specials on the Gnostic texts and when they found the Dead Sea Scrolls and what they were able to derive from them. A lot of missing texts in that as well, but very interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing. I just moved back from Hollywood. I'm an audio engineer.
Okay.
And not a lot of people know this, I guess, but Michael Jackson actually had a pre-release of his album leaked on the internet a while ago. I've had it for like 2 months.
Okay.
So if you Google Michael Jackson dash new album pre-release, it'll bring you to like a torrent site or something, or you could go to isohunt.com, and it's actually really good. It's actually phenomenal.
Really?
Is there anything specific? If you haven't heard it, you'll be amazed. It was definitely a comeback. He has like a song with Santana on there, two songs he sings in Spanish.
Well, you know, I never
really
had
good stuff.
Hey, I never had a contention with Michael Jackson's music per se. It was just, you know,
I don't want to say anything else. I just want to say, go check that out. You'll enjoy it.
All right, thank you,
and
JD.
Nobody knows about it, so it's cool.
All right, brother. Let's go to Bleck in Florida. Bleck, you're on the line.
What's up, Jason? I love you guys are doing and everything. I just had a quick question. I was wondering about the celebrities. Like, how do they fit in this? The celebrities talking about like going from movie stars to rap stars to pop people to.
What do you mean? What are you specifically saying? How do they contribute to the propaganda that we see in pop culture, or how do they fit into, you know, this elite plan? I mean, a lot of celebrities are just that. They're regular people. They are not, you know, fully aware of what's going on around them. And I thank you for the call. I'm getting this echo. Sorry, I don't know if that's you or us on our end. But anyway, you know, this thing with celebrity, there are definitely those in celebrity that, I mean, let's look at Madonna. You know, who knows how far along the rabbit hole Madonna is, but she's into the Kabbalah. And if anybody knows anything about the Kabbalah, it's Jewish mysticism. It's kind of an occult practice. You know, a lot of people, I think women are supposed to actually be forbid from studying the Kabbalah, at least from the Orthodox Jewish perspective. I may be wrong on that. But she's into that sort of thing. There are people, you know, if you just look throughout history, Sammy Davis Jr. used to hang out with Anton LaVey. They were pulled into this, you know, dark realm of Satanism. And, you know, there's a lot of speculation out there, especially by some of the people we previously talked about, that these people are, you know, satanic ritual abuse victims and that they're mind-controlled sex slaves for the elite. I'm not so sure of that. I think that, you know, in a lot of these cases, they like to recruit who they can, whether it be a sports star, such as, you know, a Bradley or a Jack Kemp, into their club so that they can further their agenda with, hey, man, I used to love you when you tossed a football, or I used to love you when you hit a baseball. To other celebrities, you know, to people that have influence over others. But for the most part, I think that any of the Hollywood people that follow this are anti-New World Order. I mean, that's why we had people like Charlie Sheen and others go public. It's the Info War with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this, giving out phone numbers to Congress and talking about this global warming hoax.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
doing our best behind the scenes to get you that video of Bernanke being questioned about what will happen if the Federal Reserve is audited. And he essentially says if they audit the Federal Reserve, utter chaos. The economy will collapse. The economy collapses if we actually hold the criminals accountable. Are you kidding me? Are you joking? Are you out of your mind? No. You're just working for the banksters. You don't care about the people. You're part of the problem, Bernanke. And I think that they're, I mean, Aaron handed me four articles right before the show where they're saying Bernanke might be getting the boot in favor of Larry Summers, probably because people are getting sick of this guy really quick because they don't like the fact that they're losing their jobs, their pensions, their benefits, that the car industry is being shipped overseas, that Chrysler is now a North American company with two of its seven factories in Canada and one of them in Mexico. Newsmax. Oh, I'm sorry. Where is it? Well, there's a, folks, there's just a huge article over at Reuters right now. Bernanke, a Machiavellian schemer. This one is out of Fox Business. Will Larry Summers replace Big Ben? And Seeking Alpha, Bernanke likely to be ousted by Obama in favor of Summers. Let's read the Fox News one. Oh, by the way, The Independent also predicting it. Bernanke fights for second term at the Fed. The worst kept secret in economic circles in Washington is that Larry Summers, President Barack Obama's chief economic guru, covets Ben Bernanke's job. But concerns over Summers' temperament and how financial markets would react to a new Fed chief, as well as positive feedback about Bernanke's performance during the credit crisis, suggest Summers would be smart to keep his day job. I don't know. They might throw Bernanke to the wolves if it gets too bad, if people throw enough of a fit. All right, let's go to Ronald in D.C. Ronald, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Not much. I just had a question. I was actually doing some research on this bailout bill, and I'm trying to find the article or the section where it says that all corporations who, in order to get the bailout money, they have to be, like, moved to offshores or something like that. And I heard Alex talking about it on his radio show.
I'm not sure if it specifically says in the bill that they must move offshore to get the package. They just happen to be moving offshore. I think it sets up a loophole that they're able to move money offshore and then they don't have to comply with the regulations. I'm not so sure it's worded like you think.
Oh, okay. That's cool. And also, have you ever got a hold of this Immortal Technique yet, man?
And I keep trying. Listen, actually, we did get a hold of him. About a week and a half ago, we actually spoke to his people, and he went to Europe on the 20th, and we weren't able to get him before the 20th, but we're working on getting him after his European tour. I have not forgot, and I have really tried my hardest. Okay, man?
All right. Thanks a lot, Jason. And I called the National Green Party Association in D.C., where I'm at right now, and actually confronted them about the S-787 bill. Mm-hmm. And asked them if they knew about it, and pretty much I think the Green Party is on top of that. They said that they're definitely against it, and they have some people working in the House right now trying to.
And this is the bill that's supposed to be for client, you know, the pro environment bill we're talking about, right?
Yeah, definitely that bill.
Well, it's good to know that people within the actual Green Party aren't a part of this false green movement. But most people can't differentiate between the two. I mean, I voted green this year. I voted Cynthia McKinney. That doesn't mean I want this total takeover bill, this carbon credit system, this tax for all, for breathing, for living. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. a truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
They vote tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give out the toll-free numbers, and then if anybody uses these and they don't work, they can call in and tell me which ones do work. This is to get a hold of your 111th Congress, and then you can go to your personal congressman right from there. 1-800-517-5696 or 1-800-828-0498, 866-338-1015, and then 866-220-0044. After the next commercial break, I'm going to give out the regular numbers that will definitely put you through. U.S. to spend $3.9 billion on smart power grid. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu announced on Thursday $3.9 billion in smart grid funding aimed at making power transmission all around the country more flexible. Now, what does a smart grid mean? What do we report on earlier in the week? That's right. When they start putting the smart grids in, that means your power bill is going to go up and you're going to have to use less energy. In fact, in the article that we read earlier in the week in the UK, they said it was going to go, the average household bill was going to shoot up in the next 10 years. Okay. The next 10 years from around 1200 pounds to 4200 pounds a month. And you would be using less energy. How is that possible? I'll tell you how it's possible. You are so docile right now from all the fluoride and mercury in your system, so mesmerized by the iPhone and all of its wonder, so preoccupied with your Xbox and your sports teams and what's going on with Michael Jackson dying, that they're going to sneak it right into place. They build the infrastructure, they tell you how great it is, and then they rape you with it. Addressing utility executives at an industry meeting, Chu said the funds would help create a system to allocate energy or electricity more efficiently. Let's look at $3.9 billion, okay? That means that we could have given every single person in the United States 10 G's. Just 10 G's off. Here you go, here's 10 G's. I would personally rather have the 10 G's than the smart power grid. That's just me. You know, maybe because I'm thinking for myself. Unbelievable. Let's go to John in Louisiana. John, you're online.
How you doing, fellow thought criminal?
How are you doing, man?
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question about, do you need to know anything about the Continental Congress of 2009? Like, is that, are they going to, like,
show? They're not that far away. I remember I had somebody on the show saying that they were almost there to have a what was it? It was a con, basically a constitutional Congress, right? Or a constitutional convention. Is that the same thing we're talking about here or something different?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's a Continental Congress.
Uh-huh.
Like they had, during the first revolution, they had a Continental Congress right before.
And what do you think, what do you think is going to come about with this thing?
Well, they're pretty much going to say that we're reestablishing. I think they're going to try to reestablish the Constitution.
And who signed on for this?
Land.
Yeah, who signed on for it, though, for this Continental Congress?
They talked about it was on Reality Report with Gary Franchi.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't hold out hopes and dreams and fairy tales for something that I'm not hearing about that may not be sponsored by any politicians whatsoever that's guaranteeing me my Constitution.
No. It's not a,
Well, what is it doing?
It's
not even with the politicians. It's with the people. Dude, they ignore the people. And any kind of Continental Congress we put together is going to be laughed and scoffed at. I say, let's put our energies towards something more useful, like this H.R. 1207 that's sneaking its way onto C-SPAN today and into Bernanke's mouth. You know what I'm saying?
I was just asking if you knew anything about that.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to come down on people for trying to make a difference, but I don't know how much difference something like that's going to make. And I like Gary Franchi and I like his work, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stay positive to things I know we can change. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior, 866-582-9933, taking your calls all night.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, box made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Deliver Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, box made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Condoleezza Rice is nice, but Afro Faroni, that man on the TV who speaks to the dead, you know.
No, that man's a phony. Everybody move to Canada. Actually, I wouldn't want to be moving to Canada in light of the swine flu scare that's going on there first. We're going to be playing a little clip from Russia today with Wayne Madsen and others discussing the swine flu. But I'm going to go back to calls in this segment. I'm going to give out the number. for the 111th Congress, if you're displeased, and you should be, with this bill they're trying to pass tomorrow, call them up, let them know. 202-224-3124. And 202-225-1904. All right. Dylan's calling from Ireland, so we're going to take him first. Dylan, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, Jason? It's Darren from Ireland.
Darren. I'm sorry. They got Dylan in front of me. What's up, Darren? How you doing?
It's just my accent. How's it going, Jason? I'm ringing in because the Lisbon Treaty is back in October.
So they're going to re-vote, or they're just going to push it through? What's the deal?
It's the re-vote, and they're doing, as what we were saying there the past few months, is they're going to act now like it's the savior to our economic crisis, even though it has nothing to do with the economy. They're really trying to push it now.
So what they're doing is they're now repackaging it in light of the global economic crisis, and again, trying to act as your savior, saying that if unless you join with Europe, you're going to be eradicated or something like that?
Yes, and I really do fear now that people are going to go along in Ireland now with this time.
Because the propaganda is that heavy and people are losing their jobs one by one and they're really looking to go.
Job loss is extremely high here in Ireland now, and people are just really fearing it. Like, this is the thing now, and they feel like they have to step in now, and this is the savior.
Yeah, where can people find the latest information? Because I know that you've done so much great work out there. Is there somewhere where they can read an article, or perhaps you can write us a new article? And send it to
We Change Ireland is doing a great job at the moment.
So what is it? WeAreChangeIreland.org?
We Are Change Era, actually. It is E-I-R-E, which is the Irish spelling for Ireland. So We Are Change Era. Sorry.
All right. I thank you for the call, man. We'll try to keep up on it. Listen, just keep calling in throughout the week. Maybe we can have some time tomorrow to go over it. If you contact me via myspace.com/JasonBurmis or the Info Warrior, or I'm sorry, facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior, maybe I can set you up for 30 minutes just to discuss the Lisbon Treaty and globalization. How even when they don't want it, they keep pursuing it. And that's the bottom line. Let's go to, Joel in New York. Joel, you're online. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, Jason? I just wanted to make a quick comment. I was listening to the show yesterday, and I heard you say that you're not really too religious, but Alex calls himself a Christian, and I believe he said that his father was a pastor. But he doesn't really
No, his father's not a pastor. No, I don't think he's ever said his father's not a pastor. Dude, his father's a dentist. His dad did my teeth. He's never said his father's a pastor. I just want to make that clear. You must have, because
he calls himself a Christian.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a Christian. Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Right. But he doesn't really talk too much about the Bible and how it clearly states that in the end there will be one world government, one world leader, and one world currency. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not trying to discourage anybody, but I think maybe the Bible should be incorporated in the message as well.
Well, you know what? What I tell people is this. I think, and I hope I don't offend anybody here, but I probably will. I think that Revelations in the Bible is one hell of a book. It's probably the most interesting book, and pun intended. I think that the most interesting part of the Revelations is the point where they start talking about the mark of man. Forget about a global currency. They basically say you won't be able to buy, sell, and trade without this mark. Now, in the same subsection or verse or whatever you want to call it, they also talk about how the people that actually rule the world pose as Christians but are really occultists. And it's all in the same little section. Now, I'm not Nostradamus. I'm not one to go out on a limb for prophecy, but I do find it rather bizarre that does seem to be their end game. Whether they'll ever achieve it or not, I don't know. But if they are to achieve that, boy, that does legitimize the entire book, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, and the people you're talking about posing as Christians, I don't want to offend anybody either, but I know that they're talking about the Catholic Church, Catholic clergy. But for anybody who follows, you know, this show, it's hard to deny that the Bible is true, because it predicted current events long time ago.
But it's so broad, and I'm not saying there's nothing to it or that it's all a farce. And, you know, I do promote Zeitgeist to some end, but I don't promote the part where he says that Jesus Christ didn't exist. I rather promote that, you know, with all the information it shows that man did once worship the sun, and that pagan religions were often amalgamated into not only Christianity, but the other popular religions of the world. And I tell people definitely to be self-aware, to go check the information out, but I'm not a priest. I'm not a pastor. I'm not somebody who thinks that he has all the answers. And I try to keep this a secular program because I'm trying to bring as many people as possible into this thing. And unfortunately, I find that some of the Christians are the most judgmental when they're supposed to be the most forgiving. You know, it's supposed to be love thy neighbor. And boy, they don't practice it, man. I wish they would. Joel, I thank you for the call. Hey, you got it, brother. Alex, you're back on the line. What's up, Alex?
Yeah, Jason, I'm here working on my book, trying to get that finished, and listening to the show, and I heard the caller, so I called right in, and I appreciate the guys getting me on so quick. Mm-hmm. You know, I really got to talk slow on air, or people have got to actually listen, because and that guy wasn't being mean,
no.
But a lot of people go off half-cocked about this kind of stuff. I had a pastor on from San Diego who wasn't allowed to, this was yesterday, wasn't allowed to have 15 people over to his own house with his own parking lot for a Sunday dinner.
That's right.
And the lady said, yeah, you can have a party at your house, but you can't say amen. And his name was David Jones. And so when I introduced him, I said, Pastor David Jones, by the way, that's my dad's name too. So Pastor, nice to have you on. So my dad's name is David Jones, but he's not the pastor, the Baptist pastor who had a home church in San Diego. Just like I don't own the Dow Jones Industrial Averages. David Jones is a very common name. There'll be a big conspiracy now about this. incidentally, I got a new one for everybody. The satellites that we're on are now so old that ABC has sold them. So we're now something called Citadel. So the satellites we rent, the satellite feed that thousands of others rent, folks can now go dig up whoever Citadel is owned by. I haven't checked into it, but Ted told me yesterday. He goes, oh, guess what? We're not owned by ABC anymore. Joking. Ted Anderson, joking, saying it's now Citadel. And he was explaining those are kind of old satellites, and we want to try to find, you know, some new system. But you have to go with what stations have. And so everybody remembers 10, 15 years ago, you would hear CBS News and ABC News, but CBS doesn't offer satellites you can lease anymore. Mm-hmm. CBS News is basically dead on the radio. ABC News is now basically dead on the radio, so they've sold their satellites. And I guess folks will be happy when we don't have satellites and on in the air anymore. So, I'll prove we're good. Yeah. Like I've got to be assassinated to prove I'm good. Yeah. Or I've got to not be on the air to prove I'm good. But you know, the point is the fruits are what you know us by, and that brings me to the final point. If we are Christians and we've actually read the Bible, then even if there's no hope of winning against evil and it's the end of the world, we have a responsibility to be out there waking people up, warning them about the mark of the beast, warning them about the New World Order, the cashless society control grid, all of it that's going into place. And instead, I see secular people out fighting the control grid, the tracking system, and I see mainline Christians saying, praise the Lord, this means it's the end, the Antichrist will soon be here. And they make up that there's a pre-tribulation rapture, which isn't in the Bible. The beast wages war against the Christians, the saints, and overcomes them. But that's for a short time. Then everybody's heard the witness. And then they wake up and say no, and there's the biggest revival ever. So see, what they teach in the churches is 501c3, publicly funded by FEMA, the Rockefeller Foundation owning the World Council of Churches. So no, I am not. That's why I don't Bible thump on air. Mm-hmm. Because I am not the big phony whore of Babylon New World Order churches. The mainline Church of Rome, the mainline Baptist Church, you know, the mainline Pat Robertson, all of it's of the devil. I do believe there is a evil force in the universe. I do believe it is a revelation. Look how it's all coming true. Some say, well, that's just the elites using that as predictive programming 2,000 years ago to make it come true. No, folks, it's 2,000 years ago. It's not some missionariate protectorate from, you know, Frank Herbert's Dune from Arrakis. This is going going on now. And so the very elect are being deceived, and they're not out there warning people or fighting the government child kidnapping rings because they're sequestered in their phony churches. And they're going to be really, and so they believe you, the new religion is worship Israel. Mm-hmm. And so when the Antichrist rises out of Israel, they are going to fall down and say, this is the Christ. And that's what the Bible says they will do. And so that's because they're not Christians and they're going to hell probably. But I'm not going to judge them. They don't believe in hell. All hell is being separate from goodness and with all the evil scum being together. Think of all the evil scum we fight, Jason, just that we know even in the Patriot movement or in the government or in anything. They have to be with each other. That's their punishment. That's what it means. And so, you know, people have misinterpreted what the Bible really means. It's very, very important, and I believe it. And they try to distort it and try to lie about it. But regardless, I don't judge you then and say you've got to believe everything I believe because I know you're a good guy who's fighting tyranny. That's what matters. So, no, my dad is not a preacher, but people can invent or edit whatever they want. It wouldn't be bad if my dad was a preacher. The issue, I do have some Baptist preachers in my background. That's kind of what I am in a way on the radio.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the media these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents. All right, we are back. We're going to go to Dustin, Eric, Pam, Alexis, and more. On the other side of this break, we're also going to play that Press TV clip. I want to hit up some of this news that we might not really get to. You know, I talked about the smart grid and the $3.9 billion here, but New Zealand already getting the smart metering. Dumb electricity meters are being installed in more than 800,000 New Zealand homes, the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment says. In a report released yesterday, Jan Wright slammed the introduction of smart meters and urged government intervention to force electricity companies to provide more consumer-friendly features. The added capabilities, such as displays to show power price and consumption, could cost up to $260 million. Probably going to be much more than that. Remote meter reading, which benefited power companies but did not benefit consumers or the environment, are being put into place. And some people are, in fact, throwing a fit as they need to be. I also wanted to cover MySpace begins redefining its space. Now, we told you about all the massive layoffs there. It looks like they're going to be changing their image. Remember, News Corp, or Rupert Murdoch, in other words, own MySpace. Wrenching job cuts at News Corp. MySpace are only the first steps on the online hangout must be to regain its cool. Outshone by newcomers Facebook and Twitter, MySpace must reverse worrying trends and user metrics and replace a lucrative $300 million a year advertising deal with Google. That expires next year or risk lining up among Friendster, AltaVista, GeoCities, and once mighty internet brands. I gotta tell you, I don't see MySpace going anywhere. I know a lot of people play on the Facebook. I think the MySpace is sticking around. That means redefining itself as a music and entertainment site, improving returns on advertisers, and maybe even finding a new home, say analysts and former employees. People are very fickle in social networking, said Sanford Bernstein analyst Jeffrey Lindsay. Unless you've got a way to keep them continually refreshed, you get a five-year life out of them, and after all, they're really not very good. Some wonder if News Corp chief executive Rupert Murdoch will prove as fickle, although most say a sale of MySpace is highly unlikely in these markets. News Corp bought MySpace for $580 million in 2005, a move that made Murdoch, the man who made his fortune in newspapers, look like a web visionary. But declining advertising revenue trends and the ascendance of Facebook means the once reigning teenage social network is looking increasingly middle-aged. I think that's a lot of hype. It's still in the top 10 of websites around the world. I think that they're really cutting people out and cutting it down because they don't want people that aren't going to go along with the program. They don't want people who aren't, you know, over the top enthusiastic about all the spying they do, all the domestic surveillance they do on that social networking site. Google slammed as China-U.S. quarrel over internet. China on Thursday stepped up accusations that Google is spreading obscene content over the internet, a day after U.S. officials urged Beijing to abandon plans for controversial filtering software on new computers. That's right. The majority of computers now have filtering software, but all new computers will be filtering out Google. They banned Google yesterday. We covered that. The growing friction over control of online content threatens to become another irritant in ties at a time the world is looking for the United States and China to cooperate in helping to pull global economy out of its slump. Oh, it's up to China and the U.S. Yes, the Chinese are going to help us pull out of this global slump. Why? Because they're into slave labor. They like the China plan. They like Walmart, the high cost of low prices. They like families living in slave centers, in small bunks with one another. They enjoy that. That's the plan for you. That's what sustainability means. That's why Bill Gates sits up on Davos and starts praising one-child families. That's the idea. And by the way, at the separate panel in Davos that included Murdoch and Brown and some Israeli foreign minister and the Goldman Sachs, then there was some guy from China there too, just praising the internet censorship, just over the top about it. Well, you know, my business started 6 years ago, and the internet, I never have problems with the government. We have to regulate from pornography for children. It's always to save the children, to protect the kids. Just like the Cyberbullying Act being promoted by Hannah Montana, the number one draw, not only in Disney, but around the world right now. Don't cyberbully me. Don't call me fat. I can't even spell fat. I have to take the A out and make it a star. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
The phone number to contact the 111th Congress, if you are fed up, if you're up to here with the anger, with these bills, with these takeover drafts, 1,300 pages all about how you're going to get taxed for everything you do, for the air you breathe, for the garbage you produce, for the home you live in, for the car you drive, you're going to be taxed. Carbon trading, global government style, unless you stand up now. 202-224-3124 and 202-225-1904. All right, let's take a few calls. Then we're going to hit up this Wayne Madsen, and then we're going to actually play the Bernanke clip for you as well. All right, let's go to, I believe we're on Dustin in Missouri. Dustin, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hi, Jason. Good to talk to you. Great show, great music. Couple things I wanted to talk about. You had a guy call in last night and talk about Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles in the 1960s and the whole birth of the hippie movement there.
Okay, yep.
And I went on there. Did you have a chance to check that out?
I did not check it out. You know, I've heard certain things, and I've watched some of the series, They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll. I'm well aware of Led Zeppelin's connection to Aleister Crowley and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's not very, and even the Beatles, you know, Alan Klein, who was the manager of the Beatles, he funded a project along with John Lennon and Yoko Ono called The Holy Mountain. And if I had a, you know, XM or Sirius show, I would show you parts of The Holy Mountain. But quite frankly, even to talk about it, it is so over the top, pagan, occultic, and just unbelievable. It's more than NC-17, in my opinion. And it's just so occultic, it's off the charts. But tell me what you learned about Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's actually like a 15-part series. It's still ongoing. The guy who wrote it, the author's name is Dave McGowan, and he wrote a book actually too called "Programmed to Kill" that deals with the occult and you know, serial killers. It's subtitled "The Politics of Serial Murder."
Okay.
And it's a really interesting book. But this guy is a great author. You know, real funny. And so basically, in the '60s, all these guys started showing up. And in Laurel Canyon, you know, which was a pretty rural area, you know, still inside of L.A., but still, you know, very undeveloped.
Mm-hmm.
And they all started showing up there, and they were all musicians, you know, people like Jim Morrison and, what's the guy's name? Crosby. Dave?
Yeah, David Crosby. He's still around. He has the kid with what's her name? He's got the kid with that country singer.
Oh, I know you. Melissa Etheridge.
Yes, Melissa Etheridge.
Well, apparently his bloodline, David Crosby's bloodline, goes back like generations and generations, and he's an heir to like a couple different families, the Van Cortlandt families and some other Vans, like three different families that all are Van. I forget what they all are, the Van Wrestler, I think. And basically, I mean, he is royalty. His blood is, you know, goes way, way back.
Okay.
Jim Morrison's father was an admiral who was actually, the guy who was there, you know, who was responsible for the Gulf of Tonkin. Basically, he was there, you know, commanding the ship that they had said was attacked. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So, I mean, you read about it, though, and you start learning about all these guys who came together and just how the whole hippie movement just blew up in the 1960s. And you realize that, like, you know, it didn't happen by accident. Nothing, you know, happens by accident. The media doesn't give attention. I mean, if they wanted, you know, to marginalize these people, they would have just, you know, not covered it, you know, because, you know, all the network stations were all just as controlled back then as they are now, probably even more so because there was, you know, a lot less of them.
Yeah, less of a choice. You know what? That's a tough thing for me. I don't know if they were more or less controlled, but I do see what you're saying about this subversive hippie counterculture movement that really went nowhere. I mean, these same people are the ones that say, go get them in Iraq and go get them in Afghanistan. Today, it doesn't seem like their peace and love really translated that well into their elder generation, you know, into their later years. Yeah, which is unfortunate.
I was born in Berkeley, California. Mm-hmm. They were, you know, hippie radicals back in, you know, the 70s, and now they're, you know, yuppie Republicans today who, you know, my mom's starting to, you know, get it a little bit, but my dad, you know, just absolutely.
Yeah, no, it really seems like COINTELPRO was successful on so many levels out there, and they really waged psychological warfare on the people, and unfortunately the people lost. Appreciate the call, Dustin. Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on the line. Yes, Eric. Yes, sir. Eric, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Hello, Jason.
What's on your mind?
Say, I just wanted to say, as an organic gardener and aspiring homesteader here in Texas, this proposed legislation regarding the carbon tax and all that jazz and all this RFID chip business threatens everything that has become dear to me, that basically means everything to me in life these days. And I simply wanted to suggest that as you point out this legislation and relay the phone numbers we need to contact our legislators, I'd like to ask if you would please give the specific bill number that we need to be calling about so that there will be no doubt when we contact our legislators just specifically what it is that we are voicing our opinions about.
You know what? I'll have to get that on the other side of the break. One of the callers did have it. I think it was 1300 and something, but I'm not quite sure what the exact bill number is that they're voting on tomorrow. If we could get that, if somebody could IM that to me over at my AIM or my Yahoo account or just send it to somebody, we will come back with that. I thank you for the call. Great point to make if you don't know the exact bill number. Although if you know about the climate change bill and you just say, hey, this climate change bill that you're voting on tomorrow, don't vote for it. Negatory. It's time to cut it out. All right, I want to go to the video clip, and then we're going to go to Pam, Alexis, and more on the other side, 866-582-9933. But this is Wayne Mattson, I believe, exposing the swine flu over on Press TV.
An investigative journalist who claims that swine flu strains have been engineered in two universities in the U.S. and Canada says they've been deliberately designed to resist vaccines. Wayne Mattson also says that his so-called nightmare scenario in which swine flu could mutate with bird flu has been suppressed by the World Health Organization for political reasons. He joins me now, live from Washington. Wayne, what exactly is your accusation then? Are you saying that swine flu was actually manufactured? Why on earth would anyone want to do that, and why? What, and who?
Well, there's a variety of reasons for that. One is, of course, that it would increase sales for new vaccine manufacturers in the pharmaceutical industry. The other would be to just create this worldwide crisis. We know a lot of people thrive economically on crazy situations. I reported in May that after speaking to people who are researching, these are scientists researching this new hybrid flu, that it was basically engineered from genetic material taken from a dead Inuit woman who died of the 1918 pandemic, also known as the Spanish flu. Now, what the one researcher told me after investigating this particular flu is that this is a subtype A influenza. It contains an enzyme called a polymerase, which exists in all subtype A influenzas, including the seasonal human flu, the current hybrid flu, and avian flu. It was determined that this particular flu was gene spliced from two forms of human flu, two forms of swine flu, and one form of human flu. The problem is when they looked at the molecular clock of this enzyme, they determined that it was rapidly mutating in humans. The problem with that is, of course, any new mutated version of this particular virus would be immune to any vaccine already created to handle the previous type of virus. So,
are you sure you can actually prove that, Wayne? Let me just interrupt you there. You're saying that this virus could actually be deliberately made to be vaccine-proof. I mean, how can you be sure of that?
Well, the research community has determined this, and the nightmare scenario, of course, is that these mutations would occur, and now we have reports from both Brazil and Germany that, in fact, this swine flu or hybrid flu, or what this Centers for Disease Control here in the United States called a novel flu, is in fact mutating and mutating rapidly in humans.
Well, of course, you describe this as a nightmare scenario, and where we have the swine flu and bird flu joining together, mutating. Now, some watching this might say this is a load of nonsense, that pigs might fly indeed, but this really is a kind of flying pig flu, isn't it? But what would you say to those who say this is nonsense and can't happen?
Well, the information I received from the influenza researchers in May seems to be coming true. The two predictions made were that it was going to mutate. That, in fact, is now happening based on the reports out of Brazil and Germany. The other thing is that the prediction was in a couple of months, most countries in the world would be experiencing cases of flu. And within the last couple of days, we now have the first cases being reported in the South Pacific and Africa, in Ethiopia, Cape Verde, Ivory Coast, and fairly remote places like Vanuatu and Samoa and Papua New Guinea. So the predictions are holding true from what I was told by researchers in May.
And you're also claiming, Wayne, just finally, that the World Health Organization is aware of this this nightmare scenario, as you call it, and is actually suppressing all this. Now, how do you know that, and why would they be suppressing such an alarming situation if it is true?
Well, I was told by the research community that there were two meetings on this particular strain of flu, one in Vietnam and one in Hong Kong. Both of those were unusually closed to the public and to the press. That was a unique situation. The other thing is that we may be on something here that begs of a criminal investigation. The four labs that I was told are involved in this development, the genetic development, this particular influenza.
All right, let's stop it right there. Notice that they were going through those cameras at the end of the clip. They were going through the cameras that see through you, the scan cams, the ones that pretty much see a naked picture of your body as you walk through. And I'm not sure that I even agree with all this. There's a story up at Infowars.com right now about this subject matter. But the WHO level 6, the piggy flu, I'm not so sure this is mutating or it's going to become some kind of a super virus. We're going to go to the Bernanke clip in just a moment. But I do want to say sometimes we do have victories. Supreme Court rejects school strip search. A public school violated the privacy rights of a teenage girl who had to disrobe on suspicion she had ibuprofen pills. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in its first decision on student strip searches. Now, we reported on this on InfoWars back in the day when it happened. I think it was last year. But by an 8-1 vote, the justices upheld a ruling that the school and its officials violated the U.S. constitutional right that protects against unreasonable search and seizure. Yeah, strip searching a girl saying that she might have an ibuprofen is completely inappropriate. And if the Supreme Court had ruled any other way, I would probably be vomiting in my mouth right now. Okay, here it is. Bernanke gets confronted about H.R. 1207. Hit it.
The Congress Daily says this morning that Fed officials purposely declined to consult with other federal financial regulators, and one email expressed concern that an SEC employee, quote, knows something is up. The Wall Street Journal reported that you and Mr. Paulson attended two weekly meetings of the Financial Stability Oversight Board and refused or declined to disclose the seriousness of the problems that were being faced by the Bank of America and Merrill Lynch at that time. What would you say to the majority of this Congress who have now co-sponsored the bill to require audits of the Federal Reserve? Do you feel that the Federal Reserve is operating with too much secrecy and too much refusal to disclose information that you have to other federal banking regulators?
The Federal Reserve has made enormous strides in the last year under my chairmanship to expand the information that we release. We release monthly information on all the various programs that we have. We've developed a website and a monthly report that involves all kinds of information. We think we are quite transparent. We are happy to work with Congress. If they have further concerns about any of our programs, we are more than happy to work with you to make sure that you're comfortable, that they are well-managed and are serving a public purpose.
Do you think it would cause problems for the Fed or for the economy if that legislation was to pass?
My concern about the legislation is that if the GAO is auditing not only the operational aspects of our programs and the details of the programs, but is making judgments about our policy decisions, that would effectively be a takeover of monetary policy by the Congress, a repudiation of the independence of the Federal Reserve, which would be highly destructive to the stability of the financial system, the dollar, and our national economic situation.
Thank you.
All right, pause it right now.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Let's take it off. You see that? It would destroy the dollar. It would cause us to go into an economic collapse. It would be a congressional takeover. No, it would provide the transparency that you lied about in the first section of the question when you said that we are very transparent about the programs. No, you're not. You're a liar. See, that bill would make what you said truthful, but you threatened that the economy and dollar would collapse if it passed. And that it would be kind of a seizure. It would threaten the independence of the Federal Reserve. And I'm a chairman. And since I've been a chairman, I've made a website. And that website is good for everybody. Give me a break, Bernanke. You're such a liar. Pam in Wisconsin. Pam, you're on the line.
Oh, hi, Jason. How are you doing today?
All right.
Okay. We're getting the truth out, which is very important about the corruption and the true evil behind what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. But people need to condense that information and go into an activation mode. Mm-hmm. And knowing that full well that the Congress, sort of vast majority of congressmen and senators are complicit with what's going on, and they are not going to stop their evil intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to start thinking about what we can do to affect change as far as actually going to those areas of the country where they are working. We have a certain power within us called the quantum, where you can visualize something, put it in your dream, and make it manifest. That's part of
something maybe like the law of attraction?
Well, yeah, or the secret, but it's more involved than that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people in the military were trained about quantum in the history of battles, but the next civil war is going to occur in the United States. It's not going to involve anyone shooting a gun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you, and I think if it ever comes to that, we lose. I mean, I had that discussion in the past couple of days with people saying that if it ever comes to a hard line, the whole populace has to use their Second Amendment right. I mean, they're going to gut this country no matter what. Pam, I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Alexis in California and more on the other side, 866-582-9933. We're going to talk about this journalist who is suing the WHO and many others for what they're calling mass genocide. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam.
We are back live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We just played you that breaking clip from the hearings today. Bernanke getting called out on H.R. 1207 saying, well, if that were to pass, then, the dollar would probably collapse and so would the economy and it would be a seizure of power by Congress. And boy, that would be just the worst thing ever. And he praises himself beforehand, saying, oh, we're very transparent at the Federal Reserve. And I even put up a website this month. Just go to the website. The website tells you everything about us. We're joined by Alex Jones. Alex?
Hey, buddy. Just to give people an idea of the war room, I'm here writing this book. Aaron's there doing transcripts of rants I've done to put in the book. I'm working on a full film. Rob Jacobson have been to Florida to interview John Perkins and then to New York to interview Gerald Celente. They've been all over the country. We're in a complete war room. I was doing interviews today for the Moneyball money to hire more video editors, more webmasters. Thank God for everybody. But the point is, I'm so spiritually, morally, in my gut, invested in this. And I have been, even on air, very upset, very focused, to the point of I can't even hardly sleep now, Jason, because everything's happening. The Federal Reserve takeover, the greenhouse gases micromanagement takeover, the water takeover, total federalization, all these wars, the youth brigades. But yes, Aaron called me when we were talking about the book, because I'm at home writing and he's there at the office working. I mean, this isn't a joke when we say we work a lot of days, 16, 18 hours. I can't stop is the point. I realize I need to stop. I need to not work this much, but I can't help it. I mean, there's not enough people doing it, even though our own Patriot or Liberty or Truth movement, it just makes my head hurt. But yeah, Aaron went and grabbed that clip off his speech today. It's going up at Infowars.com. In the next 10 minutes, we need to get out to everybody and we need a million views on it. It'll probably just get 50,000. We need everybody to know what Bernanke's doing, because imagine the spin here. This is like a bank robber robbing a bank and saying he had to rob the money or somebody might steal it. Congress might seize power. Congress is supposed to be the strongest branch of government. It's been made the weakest now under the executive and the courts. It's been made to sign all its authorities over to the World Trade Organization and others. The Fed now is already got unlimited power to steal money. Now they want unlimited power to retroactively do other stuff and run all facets of the economy, from hot dog stands to car dealerships, from cleaners to golf courses. And so imagine the, you got to play that clip again in the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine the boldness. Imagine the off the chart, just absolutely incredibleness of saying you can't audit the Fed. You can't audit the Fed, or Congress will seize power, and then also saying, oh, the economy will collapse if you do it. This is their terrorism. Just like last October, they said, give us, you know, unlimited cash, $14.8 trillion and counting, more than GDP in 7 months, or I say 7 months, it's been 9 months. We haven't gotten new numbers the last month and a half. Mm-hmm. So it'll be more. It's always about $2 trillion more. And so folks, just think of the magnitude of this. He is in everybody's face saying, we're going to destroy the economy if you don't, not just leave us alone, but give us more power. And then he tries the same thing Bernanke tried with Senator Sanders a few months ago. This is in the new Obama film.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to say, oh, it's all on the website. And Sanders go, okay, well, where is it? He goes, oh, we won't tell you where the money went. It's just we have a website. So, look, I'm going to let you do the last hour and take calls. You did a great job, Armas, and so is the crew. God bless you all. Call Congress. We got to defeat these parasite pieces of filth. I just can't handle anymore. Pray God we defeat the slime. Pray God.
We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fake slay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold Senate with Tash Nipwick. Batons. The rebel arms swarm and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast, you heard Mark of the East. Running through Copland screaming, fuck the police. Hormones in the water, they acting out of order like a pack of rabid wolves. They lambs for the slaughter. Crush your mandible, rip the drums like animal. Eat them seeds.
On the other side of this break, I'm going to get into this journalist who's filed charges against the WHO and UN for bioterrorism and intent to commit mass murder. It's up at Infowars.com. right now. But first, I really want to talk about the international troops that are about to launch an offensive almost 8 years after 9/11 in Afghanistan. NATO forces in southern Afghanistan, boosted by a big influx of U.S. troops. Remember, it's the redistribution of forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. Will step up operations in Helmand Province and the city of Kandahar soon. The top regional commander said on Thursday, we are entering a new stage in the operation. Dutch Army General Mart de Kloof told reporters at the Pentagon in a conference call from NATO's base at the Kandahar airfield. The United States has been pouring thousands of troops this year into southern Afghanistan, just what we said they were going to do with the launch of the Obama presidency. A redistribution of forces. Remember, the insurgents are now in Afghanistan. Wink, wink. The heartland of the Taliban movement and the scene of the heaviest fighting to prepare for an effort to regain the initiative from the insurgents. See, insurgents is just another buzzword they use for we're sending more troops there. There doesn't have to be any quote-unquote insurgents. There just has to be an agenda to have NATO forces and U.S. forces in the area. The crew said security incidents had decreased in two provinces in his region, Erzurum and Zabul. The insurgency is more or less forced to concentrate its efforts in Helmand and Kandahar, he said. In a very short time, we will start significant operations to secure central and southern Helmand and stabilize Kandahar. We will have the operational initiative on our side and maintain it. The crew said the new offensive by NATO forces would lead to a spike in violence, but the prime objective would be to protect the population from insurgents rather than hunt down and kill Taliban fighters. So now it's not even Taliban and Al-Qaeda, it's insurgents Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Oh my! Insurgents Taliban Al-Qaeda. Oh my! They can't even keep their story straight of why we're there. Osama bin Laden surely isn't there. I don't even think bin Laden makes the article. Seriously. Osama doesn't make the article, and yet that's the reason we're supposedly there. Remember? The Taliban was protecting bin Laden, and bin Laden was this big enemy. The Obama administration has declared Afghanistan its top military priority, and the United States is more than doubling its military presence in the country to around 68,000 troops from 32,000 at the end of last year. The United States now has 57,000 troops in Afghanistan and other nations, mainly NATO allies. They have some 32,000 there. DeKroof has estimated the war between 10,000 and 18,000 Taliban fighters in southern Afghanistan. No, there's not 18,000 quote-unquote Taliban fighters there. There's probably about 10 to 18,000 people that are about to get slaughtered by 50 cals, that's for sure. But Taliban insurgents? Well, I guess if you, Al-Qaeda, Taliban insurgents, oh my. They could be broadly divided into three groups, he said. Religious hardliners linked to the Taliban leadership in the Pakistani city of Katay. Fighters linked to the narcotics trade. Please, we know who's linked to the narcotics trade, and it's you. It's your international intelligence operation, your black ops funding. Remember, 10% of the world's opium was coming from Afghanistan when the Taliban was in power. Only months later, when the U.S. was in power, it was over 80%. Now it's over 90%. We run the drugs. And the so-called $10 a day Taliban motivated by money. That's who they're going to kill. See, they use their assets to pay off quote-unquote militants that are willing to fight, and then they put the little chips down, and then all of a sudden GPS rockets come and blast their entire families. Mainstream news out of Wired, folks. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
I'm going to go through this article best I can. It's rather long. We're going to take your calls, 866-582-9933. As the anticipated July release for Baxter's AH1N1 flu pandemic vaccine approaches, an Austrian investigative journalist is warning the world that the greatest crime in history of humanity is underway. Jane Burgermeister has recently filed criminal charges with the FBI against the World Health Organization, the United Nations, and several of the highest-ranking government and corporate officials concerning bioterrorism, and admits to commit mass murder. She has also prepared an injunction against forced vaccination, which is being filed in America. These actions follow her charges filed in April against Baxter AG and Avair America. These actions are out of Avair Greenhills Biotechnology of Austria for producing contaminated bird flu vaccine, alleging this was a deliberate act to cause and profit from a pandemic. Summary of the claims and allegations filed with FBI in Austria on June 10, 2009 featured stories, journalist files charges against WHO and UN for bioterrorism and intent to commit mass murder. Worldwide, the number of deaths is small. We do not expect to see a sudden and dramatic jump in the number of severe or fatal infections, said WHO's Director General, Harvard-trained Dr. Margaret Chan. In her charges, Burgermeister presents evidence of acts of bioterrorism that is in violation of U.S. law by a group operating within the U.S. under the direction of international bankers who control the Federal Reserve, as well as the WHO, UN, and NATO. This bioterrorism is for the purpose of carrying out a mass genocide against the U.S. population by the use of a genetically engineered flu pandemic virus with the intent of causing death. This group has annexed high government officials in the United States. Specifically, evidence is presented that the defendants, Barack Obama, President of the U.S., David Nabarro, UN System Coordinator for Influenza, Margaret Chan, Director General of WHO, Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, David de Rothschild, banker, David Rockefeller, banker, George Soros, banker, Werner Faymann, Chancellor of Austria, and Alois Steiger, Austrian Health Minister, among others, are part of this international corporate criminal syndicate, which has developed, produced, stockpiled, and employed biological weapons to eliminate the population of the U.S. and other countries for financial and political gain. I could go on. It is a long article. I suggest that you go over to Infowars.com right now and read it. It is very important. And I also suggest that if you're listening to this program, to call up your congressman and say no to this bill. Did we ever get the bill number that's getting voted on tomorrow, guys? Can we get the bill number? Can we try to get that? Thank you. I appreciate it. But this bill, this climate bill that Obama was proselytizing for earlier on television, saying, yes, there's no doubt anymore. There is no debate. And then he also said there was no debate that we had to be in foreign nations, basically just taking them over because of Al-Qaeda. There's no debate. Al-Qaeda took us over. We got to stop it. There's no debate. Global warming is here and it's man's fault. We got to stop it. The guy is such a liar. A liar. He's Mr. Lies. And he smiles while he lies. And he looks like he's sincere when he lies. And he reads a hell of a teleprompter. It's a big problem. The number to the 111th Congress is 202-224-3124 or 202-225-1904. Or you can try the toll-free numbers 1-800-517-5696, 1-800-828-0498, 866-338-1015, and 866-220-0044. Scott in Washington. Scott, you're online.
Yeah, that's it also makes him more dangerous, too, because he can smile and lie like that pathologically and get away with it.
I agree.
You know. But I had a question for you. If they did, and I'm not saying that it would happen, but if they did happen to throw Bernanke to the wolves, do you think that he would start dropping dimes on people?
No way. They're not talking about throwing him to the wolves. They're just talking about taking him out as the chair. He'll have a cushy whatever position in some think tank somewhere. There's no way that, first of all, I don't think they'll throw the guy to the wolves. Second of all, if they did replace him, there's no way that he would start blowing the whistle or all of a sudden he would become very suicidal very quickly. I promise you.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of figure, well, if he did, it's not going to be because all of a sudden he would gain a conscience or anything like that, considering that he was a big key player in all this mess to begin with.
Well, you know what? We're going to play that clip one more time at the 30 after break, but he's totally unremorseful. He lies right in front of the guy and says, oh, this website, we're very transparent, and the website tells you everything. It tells you about the programs. And just like Joan said, when Bernie Sanders asked him to tell him where he can find the information on the website, well, that's actually privileged information. I was just blowing a little smoke up your ass, sir. I mean, that's how they roll. And then he gets asked about it. What's he say? Well, if they were to audit the Fed, not only would the dollar collapse and then the economy would collapse, we'd have utter chaos everywhere and Congress would seize power. Like Congress would get any kind of power out of auditing the Federal Reserve. No, they would be able to expose to the people that it is a privatized banking system that has nothing to back it but Johnny nonsense, but bull, but malarkey, but paper they print up. And that's the big issue, Scott.
Didn't we hear that phrasing once before? It seems like, oh, when was it? Oh, I'd say, what, October, that the sky was going to fall if we didn't allow them to raid and steal everything that we have through the bankers, through the theft bill and all of that. Yeah, it seems like that theme is recurring before.
That is the running theme, that if you don't let the lords have what they will, it will destroy everything around you. Because like Alex often says now, they're the ones that make the sunshine and the grass grow. I thank you for the call, Scott. Let's go to Jim in Arkansas. The call line's 866-582-9933. Jim, what's on your mind?
Jason, I was sent you the facts last night about McDonald's. Did you guys have a chance to investigate that at all?
No, but this was the whatchamacallit, the rock and roll thing?
No. They were McDonald's.
Oh, the McDonald's. I'm sorry. The McDonald's taking over the, the cattle farms, right? And they were going to go getting meat from South America. I didn't get to see that yet. Give us an update. Go ahead.
No, well, what I was going to finish telling you last night, I cut myself off, is Professor David Forrest was calling for a boycott, and basically he's, you know, trying to drum up a lot of interest about that. He evidently wrote that for the Texas Cattle Feeders Association.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be awfully hard to get a boycott on McDonald's with Michael Jackson dying. I mean, I thought that Farrah Fawcett dying was going to be enough of a media hype, especially the way they've been hyping up her cancer for the last couple of months. But forget about it. Farrah has been outshined by Michael Jackson. And the sky could literally fall tomorrow, and it would not be reported on, because there is just going to be just a ton of Michael Jackson worship in the next couple of days. I got to cut you off for a second. I've got Alex on the line. Alex, are you there?
Yeah, Vermis, I apologize for popping in so much tonight, but I'm just absolutely in a frothing hissy fit over complete and total taxation, as the Wall Street Journal said. The biggest tax in world history, the carbon tax. But on top of that, Aaron hours ago was telling me about how he had the clip of Bernanke saying and doing all this. And I was thinking I'd wait till tomorrow to cover it, but I'm glad he got it up and got it posted, and I'm glad you're covering it. But then I thought about how he lied to Sanders and said it's all on the site. And then Sanders said, okay, well, where is it? And he said, well, actually, where the money went isn't on the site, and I won't tell you. To have Bernanke and former Fed Chairman Greenspan on TV this is breaking what I'm about to cover here. To have them on TV everywhere saying they're above the law, no agency, no government, no police force, no one can audit them, no one, not even the IRS, because that's their collection agency, actually, is so arrogant. And if we just keep beating the drum, exposing this, it's over for them. I mean, we're going to beat them. This is it. There's nothing they can do. The people now know they're the enemy and the parasites. But I thought about how asinine it is, and I want to make sure Aaron, who's a night owl up there, adds this to the blurb he's putting up.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously it's asinine on its face to have Bernanke saying Congress would seize power like there's some rogue group, but we can trust foreign secretive offshore bankers. Mm-hmm. That if Congress dare take any authority and start engaging in oversight as they're supposed to do in the Constitution, that we're under a tyranny. Oh, there's martial law if Congress controls the money. I was just thinking how ridiculous that is and how it's financial terrorism to say, if you audit us, the economy will collapse. So that's the point. It's total criminal behavior. It's total financial terrorism. These guys say they're above the law, but that's not the coup de grace. Please add this to the article blurb, Aaron, because I know you're in there listening and about to put this up. And please, everybody, get this out, because this is going to be a big blow against them, showing their arrogance, their aplomb, their chutzpah, their bravado. The authority for Congress to coin money and to regulate the value thereof is found in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution as an example of what type of power. That power is congressional, legislative. If you Google Congress has the power to regulate money, you will see all the Cornell law and every court case and the Founding Fathers' speeches, and Article 1, Section 8. Article 1, Section 8. No one, not the president, not the courts, not anyone, not the states. The Congress controls the purse and the funding and the levying of war and taxes, everything. They're the boss because they're the biggest representation of the people from the states to keep a dictatorial king-like executive president at bay. And to make sure that never happened, and to make sure the courts didn't become imperial, it is the Congress. And so just the most, just the flagrant in the face of how our government works and our system of government. See, they're the illegitimate overthrowers of the Republic. So this is like holy water or a cross to a vampire. Article 1, Section 8. Let's get that in there. God bless you, man.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to come back, take your calls. And by the way, the bill that we're trying to stop right now is H.R. 2454. That's H.R. 2454. Giving out the number to Congress on the other side.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
One man standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved?
We are back. We're going to continue to take your calls. The number to call Congress right now and stop the bill, and I believe that the bill's number, go back to the top for me, guys. Are we sure? It's 2454, and I believe that this is the one, and they're calling it the biggest tax increase of all time, and you bet it is, because it's taxing everything that you do. Forget about America. America is over. The Constitution is over. The Bill of Rights is over. Okay, any kind of sensibility is gone when you start paying a tax based on quote-unquote carbon emissions, which is really paying a tax to live, to breathe, to be a human being. We've fallen so far, folks. 202-224-3124, 202-224-3124. If that number's busy, 202-225-1904. 202-225-1904. All right, let's go to Eric in Illinois. Eric, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes,
you got
sir.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, brother, you had it right. It's Obama Osama Bin Laden.
Well, I mean, he is a big-time terrorist, and more information's coming out that does make him look like a Muslim. And that wasn't just Johnny Nonsense talk, so maybe you're correct.
Yeah, hey, yeah, I was kind of wondering, do the laws of international piracy, can that work against these guys, or the pirates of the Federal Reserve?
I wish, because, you know, the only time that they actually shoot the pirates is when they're poor Haitian immigrants just trying to survive. I doubt they're actually going to go for the real pirates that are pillaging trillions of dollars in infrastructure and, quote-unquote, SDR units. I mean, that's what this is about. This is further legitimizing the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the global governance system as a whole, the United Nations. I mean, this thing coming up in December in Copenhagen, just get ready, because it is just going to be a full-on coming-out party. Everyone's going to have to sacrifice in these troubled times. By then, people will probably be dying of this stupid swine flu because they took the injection in the arm while they preach to how they have to get everybody to take it. Go ahead.
No, that's right. Well, you know, this is basically what they're wanting to do, is usher in the one world government. and bring in a one-world dictator, and we call him the Antichrist.
A lot of people refer to him.
Yes, and, you know, this is what they're working towards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these guys are godless men. They're evil, and, you know, they would not think to eat themselves for lunch if they had to in order to get to the top. This is the kind of people that we're dealing with. You know, they eat their own young.
Yeah, they are just about as merciless as it gets, and I agree with you 110%, and you're right, they probably would eat their own young, and it disturbs me that their little ceremony to kick off their summer retreat is the mock human sacrifice of a baby as they get rid of what they call, quote-unquote, dull care. I thank you for the call, Eric. Let's go to David in Colorado. David, you're on the line. Yes, David. Yes, sir.
Hey, I wanted to deliver a quick message on how to respond to the HR 2454.
Yes, sir.
Send a fax to these people.
Okay.
The best way to get the fax number for your congressman is to go on the campaignforliberty.com website.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the states link and click on your state. And it'll give you the list of every single representative in your state. Send these guys a fax. Let them know that they can be held accountable for their actions. That's all I have, man.
All right, man. Yeah, what do you think about this bill? Just totally demonic?
Oh, absolutely, man. I was reading that it's going to cost the average person about $2,500 extra a year.
I just can't even believe $2,500. See, you notice how they're trying to take more from us as the economy worsens, as people lose their jobs, as they lose their benefits. They're going to squeeze you for even more and more. That's how they further the gap. They don't do it all at once. They do it incrementally, and then they blame it on you. Oh, it's your fault for taking out a subprime mortgage. Oh, it's your fault for thinking that the car industry could last forever. Oh, it's your fault. Oh, it's your fault. No, it's your fault for ushering in what is essentially a North American Union, blowing out the borders, blowing out our sovereignty, destroying our Constitution and Bill of Rights, bowing down to the bankers, and doing it with a smile in front of the American public's face. And then when you get audited, or even the thought of an audit comes your way, you say, well, martial law, or well, the dollar will collapse, or well, the world economy will die. And you'll probably manufacture that too if it does pass through the Congress. If some magic way it gets through the Senate, only got two co-sponsors in the Senate right now. But that's the goal. Let's get it to Obama's desk so he has to veto it, so he has to show his true bankster colors. Back after this with that Bernanke clip one more time. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark. There's only one solution. 'Cause I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man revolution. Sacrifice and neon lights. Slave ships don't wait.
All right, we're going to try to hit up the Angry Scotsman, David, Coyote, Charles, and more in this segment. But first, I want to play this again. And by the way, there's an accompanying story up right now at Infowars.com. That's right, at Infowars.com. The article is up. Bernanke telling you that if we audit the Federal Reserve, oh, we're going to, you know, have a collapsed economy and the dollar will collapse. And we're already transparent. It's on the website. It's unbelievable. It's just lies, lies upon lies upon lies upon lies upon spewing lies and hate. That's what this is about. This guy, I mean, I shame on Congress for sitting there and letting him answer that way and not following it up. Where is the firebrand Kucinich when we need him? You know, where is Ron Paul stepping up to the plate saying, why are you lying to me right now? I'm not blaming Dr. Paul or Mr. Kucinich for not being there, but where's the other guys? You know, there's a lot more congressmen out there than there are senators, folks. Okay? There's plenty of congressmen that could have attended, that could have asked a tough follow-up, but they didn't, did they? Let's hit the clip.
Warning that Fed officials purposely declined to consult with other federal financial regulators, and one email expressed concern that an SEC employee, quote, knows something is up. The Wall Street Journal reported that you and Mr. Paulson attended two weekly meetings of the Financial Stability Oversight Board and refused or declined to disclose the seriousness of the problems that were being faced by the Bank of America and Merrill Lynch at that time. What would you say to the majority of this Congress who has now co-sponsored the bill to require audits of the Federal Reserve? Do you feel that the Federal Reserve is operating with too much secrecy and too much refusal to disclose information that you have to other federal banking regulators?
The Federal Reserve has made enormous strides in the last year under my chairmanship to expand the information that we release. We release monthly information on all the various programs that we have. We've developed a website and a monthly report that involves all kinds of information. We think we are quite transparent. We are happy to work with Congress if they have further concerns about any of our programs. We are more than happy to work with you to make sure that you're comfortable, that they are well-managed and are serving a public purpose.
Do you think it would cause problems for the Fed or for the economy if that legislation was to pass?
My concern about the legislation is that if the GAO is auditing not only the operational aspects of our programs and the details of the programs, but is making judgments about our policy decisions, that would effectively be a takeover of monetary policy by the Congress, a repudiation of the independence of the Federal Reserve, which would be highly destructive to the stability of the financial system, the dollar, and our national economic situation.
Thank you.
Just lies upon lies of repudiation of our independent Federal Reserve policies. I mean, ugh! I'm disgusted. I'm just disgusted. And then we've got 2454 getting voted on by Congress tomorrow. Call them, fax them, let them know. Unacceptable. I don't want to be taxed for breathing. I don't want to be taxed because I have a child. I don't want to be taxed because of the car I drive. I don't want to be taxed because of my toilet paper. That's right. If you, we focus on it here. We let you know what they're telling you. They actually have the gall in the UK to publish articles. Americans' appetites for toilet paper worse, or actually two-ply toilet paper. God forbid it's comfortable while you're wiping your bottom, folks. Okay? Our thirst for two-ply toilet paper pollutes the environment worse than SUVs. And again, it went from, oh, you're destroying the ozone layer with chlorofluorocarbons to you're destroying the earth through carbon emissions. These guys just keep lying and switching up the lie and changing the lie and manipulating you into giving more, more, more while you have less, less, less. Let's go to the Angry Scotsman in Iowa. Angry Scotsman, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
Awesome. That Bernanke collector, I cannot believe. I don't know what to say to that.
I can't believe the guy didn't follow up. You know, he asked the questions. I mean, he's going to let him pass with that? It's just bull.
Yeah, tell me about it. Hey, man, the real reason why I'm calling is kind of, might be a little bit off topic, but I came with a little bit of a warning. People are trying to make ends meet in several different ways, and one of those is through plasma selling, and mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about my own experience here in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that their entire check-in process through a federal grant, surprise, surprise, is biometric.
Oh, lovely.
They take a digital photograph of you, which remains on file, as well as a finger scan. You check in with a finger scan, you check out with a finger scan, it completely ties your medical records, everything. And the funny thing that I ended up coming about, I was filling out all the paperwork. Knowing what I know, it's almost like cutting off an arm to feed my kid, but, you know, whatever. But there was a little box that you had to initial. It said, I voluntarily agree to have my plasma tested in my laboratory, so on and so forth. And so it said voluntary, so I refused to sign. Well, it wasn't voluntary, so I was like, all right, fine. And they explained it as, oh, they're just testing it for different diseases and so on and so forth. A little bit later on, they had me fill out another form, which listed all these laboratory tests, and my signature is like, I thought this was the stuff that I already signed for. It's like, it is. Okay, all right, fine. So we'll go with that. I didn't believe a word of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all very creepy. They asked me why I was so apprehensive. I said, well, I don't like my biometric data being matched up with my medical records and going to the State Health Department and so on. It's like, oh, we're not affiliated with the State Health Department.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Just one more note. Mm-hmm. I ended up seeing through all this. I don't know why I didn't catch it. They're affiliated with a particular laboratory, pharmaceutical laboratory. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. I think it's called Baxter International.
Oh, it's affiliated with the good people at Baxter that are giving us our healthy 4.9 billion vaccines against the piggy flu? Like, don't say a bad word about them. I hope they get a baseball team soon, sir. They're lovable and huggable, Baxter.
Oh yeah, just lovely.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah, if anybody out there is looking for ways to make ends meet, this is definitely not the way to go. Just be very careful with this.
All right, I thank you for the warning. Let's go to Charles in Las Vegas. Charles, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey man, wow, that Bernanke thing. That's pretty amazing right there. He's basically saying, like, we audit the Fed, they're just going to kill the dollar, huh?
Yeah, no, it's over. You cannot audit the Fed or we will collapse the economy like that. There will be troops. I remember it was martial law last time when they were looting for trillions. Now if you want to see where the trillions they looted went, they'll just say, no, you know, we'll just collapse the economy. My fear is that it will collapse the economy and it'll be a usurpation of the Congress. I mean, the Congress isn't going to do it anyway. Well, I'm shocked that it got the co-sponsors, okay? Enough people in Congress signed on to the bill. Let's get it through Congress. I think that would be a huge, Huge win, okay? Let's make at least the Senate look bad. And then hopefully we can get the Senate to pass it as well, because they don't want to look bad. And I think the main goal is to make Lord Obama look like the enemy, get it in front of his desk, and make him veto it. Because there's no way he's going to pass the thing. He'll toe the same line that Bernanke just towed, that the CNBC guy just towed. Here's the deal. There's going to be people on the House floor arguing that bullet point. It can still pass the House. Okay. There may be people there. Well, if it passes the House, there will definitely be people on the Senate floor saying the same exact thing, parroting exactly what Bernanke said. I think the big challenge right now is to get it passed by the House, get it into the Senate, get the Senate to co-sponsor it enough so that it has a chance of passing. Pass there. These are huge steps and leaps too. These aren't easy. I mean, we've got to claw and fight for all this stuff. Get it onto the desk of President Lord Barack Hussein Obama himself. And make him show what he is, and that's a captain for the banksters. I mean, that's the deal, you know. We can't have grand illusions that this is going to make it all the way up to Barack Obama's desk, and then Barack Obama's going to say, great idea, let's audit them, because that's not how it's going to roll. What we need to do is expose this criminal cartel, my man. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bernanke's chairmanship, though, you know, he's the Lord. His chairmanship. The guy's a criminal. That's all he is.
He's appointed to that chairmanship. I mean, he doesn't hold any more power in the Federal Reserve, I would say. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, Larry Summers probably holds as much power right now as he does in this, you know, monetary
maybe
power.
Much power, but he's definitely doing a good job as a puppet sitting up there saying the Congress is going to hijack, basically. Oh, the Congress that's supposed to have the power in the first place, and we're not supposed to be paying you scumbags interest. Oh, no, but we're going to hijack just by seeing what's in the Fed and what's going on. Like there's no, you know what I mean? And the Michael Jackson
outrageous.
Thing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Vegas today for a tournament because I play poker for a living.
Okay.
And I'm at the tables, and I'm just hearing everyone, you know, just hearing the little sheeples talk about how Michael Jackson died. You know, whenever there's something that everyone's hearing on the news, you just happen to hear all these guys talking about it. But then when you mention there's mercury in there, like their coke, you know, then you're just some lunatic, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't matter that it's in the Washington Times and that there's a feature article about how half the mercury is cut, or I'm sorry, half the high fructose corn syrup, which is already poison for you, is cut with mercury, and mercury's a bad thing. They're like, no, I saw that local news clip.
Mercury's
delicious. Oh, yeah, I'm a health freak. You know, I was hearing...
I'm not getting diseases, man. You're a health freak.
Charles, I thank you for the call. You know, it was after 9/11 there was a death in the family. My grandfather had died, and somebody who had really planted the seeds in my head on the ride over to the funeral, my Uncle Sal, who I don't really know that well even today. I've only met him a couple times. He is one of these, you know, alternative medicine guys, and he had been preaching against, even then, drinking soda and how it was bad for you, and we were still laughing at him in 2002. In 2000, oh, he's the nut. I'm just slurping down my imitation Coca-Cola top pop. You know what I'm talking about. Adirondack style. And I should have listened to him. I mean, I really should have opened my ears instead of just poo-pooing. I mean, the guy's a smart guy. He was probably the smartest guy on my mother's side of the family. And I'm laughing at him. That just shows you how we're programmed. That just shows you how we go along to get along, how we are part of this, you know, collective mindset of drones that just parrot what we're told. I went to a drive-thru today, picked up a pomegranate berry smoothie. I'm not going to lie, they're kind of my Achilles heel. I'm sure they have a ton of high fructose corn syrup in them, but I'm slurping them down, right? So I go through the drive-thru, and the girl tells me, I'll give you a discount if you know a Michael Jackson song. So I know a Michael Jackson song, and I know what she's getting at, that he died. You know, I'm part of the world. I'm listening to the radio. They're talking about it. And I say, bad. And she wanted me to sing it. And I was just like, look, just charge me the full price. I'm not going to sit here and be your monkey for a discount on a pomegranate smoothie. But just the fact that, you know, she probably did that with every single person who drove through today. As soon as it happened, you hear about Michael Jackson, you hear about Michael Jackson, you hear about Michael Jackson. How about this bill that's just about to up the ante on every American tax style in a rape fest that she has no idea about? In fact, I guarantee you that if I asked her what the three branches of government were, I don't even know if she would have gotten one of them. I don't know. I doubt very highly she would have gotten one of the branches of government. And that says something about the society we live in. Israel in New Jersey. Israel, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Jason?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the...
Jason. Yes, I called you Jason before. I told you I'm the guy that was in the lodge.
Sure.
I just want to say, what really made me angry today when I watched them in Congress with Bernanke is the Masonic hand gestures, all the sign throwing that was right there on the floor. Mm-hmm. I just hope that all your listeners out there understand what's really, really going on with the Masonry. These guys are the biggest imposters. And I'm telling you, as an ex-29th degree Mason, you understand, out of the Scottish Rite Lodge, this is really appalling that all those guys that were sitting here, even the black ones, the hand gestures. I heard one guy say, Jason, of the highest degree. I esteem him of the highest degree. That is Masonic terminology.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that you guys begin to really show people more about the hand gestures, about the sign throwing, about the verbiage, how they talk, because mm-hmm. it's so important, I believe, in some of you revealing who these people really are.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, we do try to do shows from time to time on that and on the occult and on their religious philosophies as well. And we've done them. And obviously I'm going to be coming up on this Bohemian Grove special, a 3-hour special just on the Bohemian Grove where I intend to do that as well. I thank you for the call, Israel. Let's go to Coyote in Colorado. Coyote, you're on the line.
Ooh, not California, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Colorado.
What's up?
It's me. How about Bernanke, man?
It's outrageous.
I mean, the arrogance of that man to say that if Congress had Congress's power, that somehow the economy is going to collapse. You know, the 16th Amendment was what brought this whole thing about, along with the Federal Reserve Act, mm-hmm. which gave the global bankers, Paul Warburg and the boys and the Bank of England, control of our money supply. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying that they need more money. They've already got, like, what, $14.8-15 trillion?
That's probably much more. Yeah.
Or probably closer to 30.
It probably is at this point. I mean, we got to know by now it's over 20, but they just haven't reported on it, like Jones said, in a couple months. You're right. It probably is at 30 trillion.
Well, you know, right now everybody needs to grab their citizen rule book and turn to page 37. The list of Congress's lawful powers is 1.5 pages. That's all in that
mm-hmm.
book.
Mm-hmm.
And there it's 17 clauses. And two of them, right close to one another, are what most congressmen need to be thinking about whenever they're listening to Bernanke. And let's see, Clause 5 is to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. They have the only power of the purse, including the making of the money. Mm-hmm. And the second one, the Clause 6, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States. Now, that would be the Federal Reserve. Because it's unconstitutional that the Federal Reserve Act was passed in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was done on Christmas Eve, 1913.
Yeah, I think it was less than 11 people who showed up, correct? And only one person voted against it?
Yeah, I think there wasn't a quorum. You have to have a quorum. And they never called for a quorum. So they voted for it. I think maybe there were 11 people. I've heard as few as 3. But if one person would have been there to call for a quorum, that thing would have never passed.
Well, talk about doing it under the dark of night. When you picked Christmas Eve, they knew damn well what they were doing. Coming back, final segment of the Info Warrior. We got the story and the video up at over Infowars.com. Bernanke just lies and lies and lies some more. Back after this.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wanting
about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? At less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Box illustrating what we already know. Candles cry towards the sky. Raising your flags along polluted coasts. Dreaming of the day that we attack. Attack, attack, a fetal servitude. We attack. Attack, attack, attack with pesticide. We attack. All the years of propaganda. We shall attack. Attack.
Woo! It's time to attack HR, what is it, 2454? Or is it 20? Yeah, it's 2454. 2454, full force in the info war, targets locked, let's get them. Call up Congress right now, 202-224-3124. That's 202-225-1904. Do you want to be taxed to breathe? That's what this is, your carbon emissions. Soon it's going to be mandatory one-child policies in this country. In this country. Sterilizations. Forced abortions. That's what they want. And the government will act like they're not forcing you into it, but boy, you're going to be in that upper echelon tax bracket. You got three kids. Don't you understand? And then Bernanke comes out, the arrogance. The hubris of these people to say that Congress can't look at the books. Meanwhile, it's all doublespeak, and he's saying that the books are out there. They're on the web for everybody to see. We've made major strides in the last year to become transparent. What a joke. In the last 12 months, you fancied up your website. You did nothing else. Nothing else. And remember, folks, the video is up at InfoWars.com right now. Send it to all your friends. This needs to go viral. I mean, these two issues are huge. The swine flu issue is huge. You know, I didn't even get to this story. GM says bankruptcy sale delay would kill the suppliers. Basically, GM is saying unless they liquidate right now, the majority of the suppliers are going to go under and there's going to be an even bigger disaster in this country economically. Not a big shock. All right, let's go to a couple callers. Remember, if you missed any of the show, we got the podcast on the right-hand side. You can listen on demand, on the loop, through GCNLive.com or just go to TheInfoWarrior.com. As well, let's go to Chris in Iowa. Chris, you're on the line. Yes, Chris.
Hey,
Hey, Jason, I just wanted to say, Bernanke, of course, he's going to sit there and say, I don't need to be audited. Of course mm-hmm. I don't need to be audited. I'm fine. I've been doing the books just fine. Just you know, just stay there and shut up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think everybody should just tell a caller congressman and tell him, if I lose my job because of this, I'm going to do nothing but bother you until you get fired. And then everybody in the truth movement needs to take their free time and devote it to joining a group that they oppose in order to sabotage everything that they do.
I wouldn't even call it sabotage. I would say to be covertly working for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights from within the system, and that's a great idea.
But if you get caught, doing something that it'll make everybody in the group mm-hmm. immediately begin to question whether other people in the group are like you. And it'll slowly degrade the integrity of the group and cause.
And let me just say this: quite frankly, everybody inside of these groups don't see the bigger picture. They're often compartmentalized. They drink their own Kool-Aid, and they honestly believe this is a good thing. I thank you for the call. I got to jump, Chris. David in New Jersey, final caller. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
I just want, you know how they say that young people love Ron Paul.
That what? Young people love Ron Paul.
Yeah, like, or with them. Not all of them. Some of them are really stupid, like my friends. I saw one of them drinking fluoride Poland Springs water. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I mean, you know, most of that water has, I don't even want to say whether it has fluoride or not. I'm not sure if the fluoride is in those.
It said on the label with added fluoride. It said right on the label. I could not believe it.
Well, I know that some parents are actually giving their kids this flavored water that hooks to the faucet and has aspartame and delicious fluoride in it. I know that they put sodium fluoride in some of the water. Listen, we've got the tape of the fluoride plant in Austin just dumping the stuff into the water supply. Again, we have to combat 2554. That's HR 2554. Get it, Congress, right now. Tell them it's unacceptable. It's the Info Warrior. Back tomorrow.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.